practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as once again we gather around the radio to prepare our hearts for the Lord's Day. And that means to worship the Lord along with others of like precious faith in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, and I trust that indeed you will do that. Let's begin the program today with a song that's entitled, Because He Lives. And I know that many of you know this. Maybe you'll want to sing right along with it, Because He Lives. Well, I trust you can say amen to that this morning because it's absolutely true. Because Jesus Christ lives, life is worth the living. No matter what it is we go through, the Lord Jesus Christ is there to see us through. Well, once again, it's a delight to have you joining us with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and I trust that the program will be a blessing to you today. And indeed, if it is, don't hesitate to contact us to let us know that. We would appreciate it very much. It's always a delight to be able to hear from our listeners and to know that God is using the program in their lives. And I would encourage you, if you have a particular prayer request or maybe a question about the Bible or even a spiritual need, to get in touch with us, because we will do what we can to help you as it relates to your need or your question or your prayer request, whatever the case may be. And you can contact us by writing to the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. And our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And then I would encourage you to go to our website and learn more about our ministry. It is simply fbcaltoona.org, and there is information up there that I know would be a blessing to you. So again, if we can ever serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. As I say practically every Sunday morning, our number one prayer is that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And if you have never trusted Him, if you've never called upon His name to ask Him to save you, I would encourage you to do that today, because the Bible says we've all sinned and have come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, which means to be delivered from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So if today you say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," contact us here at the church and we will be delighted to send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. I want to remind you that this coming Thursday is the National Day of Prayer, and people all across America will be praying for our nation. The theme this year is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. And it's taken from 2 Samuel chapter 22, verses 29 through 31, where the Bible says, "For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop. By my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him." The National Day of Prayer for Blair County this year will be held at 12 o'clock at Legion Park, there on North Juniata Street in Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania. And I would like to invite you to come on out and pray with us. Our keynote speaker will be Pastor Dr. Denny Maloney of the Faith Baptist Church of Beaver Springs. He runs a Christian radio network. For years, he was the pastor of the Emmanuel Baptist Church in Claysburg here in Blair County. And we are delighted to have him back as our keynote speaker. But there will be other pastors involved in leading us in prayer. And we would love to have you involved as well. You can come out to Legion Park and you can just stay in your automobile if you would like. And in addition to that, you might want to bring a lawn chair. If the weather is nice, you can sit out in front of the pavilion there. And by the way, if the weather is inclement, that is, if it's raining or cold, we will actually be having the National Day of Prayer event here at our church, the Faith Baptist Church, located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. But I would encourage you to come on out and be involved with the Blair County National Day of Prayer this coming Thursday. That is May 2nd at 12 p.m. at Legion Park at North Juniata Street there in Hollidaysburg with our keynote speaker, Pastor Dr. Denny Maloney. Our country needs prayer. And as we gather together for prayer this Thursday, let's make certain that it's real, not just ceremonial. And that's one of the things that I've said to all of the people who are involved, that I don't want this just to be an event. I want it to be a real prayer meeting. And we've attempted to select people to lead us in prayer who know the Lord and love the Lord and believe in the Lord. And so we would like to invite you, if you love the Lord, if you love America, if you know the United States needs the help of God, come on out and be with us at the National Day of Prayer gathering Thursday. That's this coming Thursday at 12 o'clock at Legion Park. If you cannot come, take some time throughout the course of the day to pray for our country. Our country, I believe, needs prayer more today than ever before. And when you and I as God's children get together to pray, then I do believe that if we pray earnestly and through faith believing, we will be able to see God work in the mighty way. So I trust we'll be able to see you at the Blair County National Day of Prayer, Thursday, May the 2nd at 12 o'clock there at Legion Park in Hollidaysburg. If you have any questions, call us here at the church, 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. This year, the National Day of Prayer will be sponsored by the sister ministry of our church, the Way of Truth Ministries. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we do pray for our country. We know that in many ways our country is in great turmoil. No matter where you turn, we see trouble and we see trials and we see problems. And Lord, we need a touch from your hand. And I pray that all across this nation, true believers will gather to pray on Thursday for our country. And we will ask you to work. We will ask you to revive us. We will ask you to light up the world with your truth, that folks might turn to you for salvation and folks might turn to you for strength and direction. Father, I thank you for the opportunity once again that we have to put on this National Day of Prayer, and it's my prayer that you'll be honored and glorified through it. Now again, I pray that you'll use this program in the lives of those who hear for your honor and glory, and we'll give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Here is a piano solo with that old hymn of the faith, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 139, and I would like to read with you verses 23 and 24. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, where the Word of God says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. That's Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. Now, before I deliver a message entitled The Brevity of Life, let's listen to a trio singing a song that you may not know, but it has a great challenge. It's entitled Finish Well. Indeed, that's a good challenge for every one of us, particularly those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior and have the desire to live to please Him. Finish well. Down through the years, I've known of so many people that started out well, but then they stumbled and fell, and they did not finish well. And I trust that each and every one of us will continue to serve the Lord until we see Him face to face, so that we will be able to say, along with the Apostle Paul, as he spoke there in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, when he says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I trust that each and every one of you, as well as I trust that I will be able to finish well in serving the Lord. Today, I want to talk about the brevity of life. If you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me to the book of the Psalms, Psalm 90, and I'd like to read with you verses 10, 11, and 12. Psalm 90, verses 10, 11, and 12, where the Word of God says, The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That's Psalm 90, verses 10, 11, and 12. And I would encourage you to take some time to study Psalm 90. It is a psalm of Moses and is without a doubt the oldest psalm in the Psalter. And of course, Moses wrote it as one who was very close to God, a man who was often referred to and is often referred to as a true man of God. In the contents of Psalm 90, compare the eternality of God with the mortality of mankind. And in all reality, it is a biblical dissertation on the reality of the life and death of a believer in his relationship to God. And I think it is something that should be studied seriously by those of us who desire to please the Lord while living on the earth so that we will finish well. So I would encourage you to study Psalm 90. But our focus today particularly is going to be on verses 10 through 12. Because in verse 10 of Psalm 90, we see three things concerning the concept of life. First of all, we see that life on earth is limited. Notice what it says in verse 10 of Psalm 90. The days of our years are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. Yes, we see that life on earth is limited. First of all, it tells us here that the days of our years are 70 years. That means 70 years. Or calculate that down a little bit. That equals 25,550 days or 613,200 hours. And then, of course, if we have another 10 years added to that and we live 80 years, as it were, where it says 70 years, that equals 80 years, which means 29,200 days or 700,800 hours. The fact of the matter is, life on earth is very, very limited. I mean, this is the general lifespan, as it were, 70 or 80 years. And I will tell you that today I'm living basically on borrowed time because I'm between the 70 and the 80 year period. But the fact of the matter is, we are limited in time here on earth, and we must take every opportunity that we can to serve the Lord. You say, how do we do that? Well, number one, by knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Can you find a time when you've called upon His name and asked Him to save you? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you to do so today. But then, if you know Christ, serve Christ as Lord. You see, when we are saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, we are to then serve the Lord Jesus Christ every day of our life. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 16 that we are to redeem the time because the days are evil. And we know that. As we look around us, we can see that the days are very evil around us. And to redeem the time simply means to buy up the opportunity. And so I trust and pray that every one of us, realizing that our life on earth is limited, I trust that we all know the Lord. I trust that you know the Lord. And that if you do know the Lord, that you are serving the Lord and buying up every opportunity that you can to proclaim His name, to reveal who He is to others, that they too might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Life on earth is limited. Secondly, we see that life on earth is laborious. Again, Psalm 90 and verse 10 says, the days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. Now that's an interesting expression. But what it is teaching us is that if we live 70 or 80 years, our bodies are going to go through all sorts of difficulties. We face physical issues. It could be a heart issue. It could be a cancer issue. It could be arthritis. It could be almost anything. And as we study the scripture, we understand that the reason why the body faces these difficulties is due to sin. Had Adam and Eve not sinned, and the human race would have no sin in it, then we would have a perfect body. No problem with our eyes, no problem with our knees, no problem with our ears. I mean, we would be perfect, as it were. But because of the effect of sin on the body, as we live and as we get older, the body begins to run down. You know that, and I know that. And I'm thankful that as we go through even the physical aspects of our life that wear out, that we can seek God's grace. You know, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, the Apostle Paul was facing the thorn in the flesh. And we really don't know what that is, other than that it was some sort of a physical infirmity. Many people believe that he had eye trouble, and maybe he did. But he asked the Lord to remove it. 3 times he asked God to remove it. And God did not, but God gave him something better, and that is his grace. God said to Paul, "My grace is sufficient for thee." And Paul lived his life on earth with that physical infirmity by the grace of God. And the fact of the matter is, even though life on earth is laborious because we live in this physical body, by God's grace, we can get through. And then thirdly, life on earth will be liberated. Again, look at Psalm 90 and verse 10. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Think about that. That simply means that soon we're going to die, every one of us. And those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ will be liberated from this body, and we will fly away into the presence of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "We are absent from the body and present with the Lord." And so each and every one of us should look at our life. As it says in verse 12, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." That's Psalm 90 in verse 12. We're not going to live forever on earth. Those of us who know the Lord will live forever with Jesus Christ in heaven. But let's remember, our life is limited. Our life is laborious. Our life as Christians will be liberated as we go into the presence of the Lord. Let's buy up every opportunity that we can to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to worship Him, to honor Him, and to glorify Him. And then as Christians, we can look forward to spending time with Jesus Christ in heaven. If you don't know Christ as Savior, please call upon His name today and ask Him to save you, and then live for His honor and glory until you see Him face to face. Well, thank you so very much for joining me today. Until I greet you once again next week by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.